50s, then breezy, much cooler Friday, highs in the 50s. Be sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus advanced interactive radar. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey delivered her State of the State address last night. She says two of her top priorities are the state prison system and education. Ivey also announced she will create a group to study the impacts of a state lottery and other legalized gambling. Two local historic groups are in negotiations to buy the historic First Presbyterian Church building from First Baptist Church. If the sale goes through, it would save the historic building from being torn down. Both groups say the early conversations have been positive. And the city of Wetumpka held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for a new football stadium at the Wetumpka Athletic Complex. The stadium is scheduled for completion in August, just in time for football season. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
You know, they took John Denver home a little early.
Yeah.
Well, he died pretty young.
He did. 272-9228. If you want to get it on the program, we can continue covering the state of the state, some weather issues in state politics. April Marie Fogle has written an article that is, well...
Scathing?
Scathing is one word. It's almost like somebody got a bee in their bonnet, though. Somebody got their boxers in a butt bundle.
Do we need to take the call before
yes.
we... Okay, I'm because once I get on this,
all right,
y'all are going to have to, like, hose me down or something. I'm on fire. I'm very upset about this.
All right. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ken.
Hey there.
Hey, Ken.
Nice to talk to the JCs and April Marie.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear whatever this is that lit up. But what she said earlier, I think a lot of us maybe ought to take to heart. You guys have heard me say that years ago, decades ago, radiologist friend of mine overhearing about four or five of us discussing in deep conversation and discussion when he found out we were discussing proposed amendments for the ballot that day, I guess, election day. We had a husband-wife team that had moved from South Florida to our little town, a surgeon that had moved from Idaho, I believe, and they all were interested, so we were having our discussion. Radiologists expressed concern that we were even discussing it, and his remark to me was, Ken, don't you have this figured out by now? You vote no on all of these. Most of these things are subterfuges, things that they could have done legislatively. They have the Constitution warped around so that you have to have amendments to certain things.
And they word on the ballot, they worded in such a way that if you vote no, you feel guilty.
My next point, what you can count on is when you go on election day, what you are able to put your mark by is not the amendment that you're voting to put into the Constitution. It's anything but that. There's normally a little what amounts to a promo blurb to introduce it, and then a one, at the most, two-sentence summation of an amendment that may be a half or a whole page long. So my philosophy basically is, unless they allow you to read on the ballot what you're asked to vote for as a part of our state's constitution, basically you vote no. I heard Governor Ivey last night. I may have missed it, but she said a lot of things about the new proposed Board of Education, representing the diversity of our state, everything that you can think of, except the fact that you, the people, would not be able to vote, that she, the governor, and whoever succeeds her would have sole appointment authority. That's pretty important.
You make a valid point. She did. I'm going to go back and check the transcript, but I do not believe she mentioned that.
She either didn't mention it or she didn't put enough emphasis on it to wake me up. And, you know, I used to tell that same group of guys about playing dominoes on Wednesday afternoon. Come on, Ken. We need all it takes is $5 to get in the game. We know you can play this game. And my remark was, well, I've been watching you guys play dominoes for 25 years. I still don't know how to play it. So that speaks either to your ability to play dominoes or my ability to learn.
So I'm with you on that, Ken.
My ability to listen.
She said, quote, Alabama is one of only six states that still has an elected state board, and this board has selected five state superintendents in the past 5 years.
I heard that.
But she does not say this will change that. She just says that as if, you know, just giving background. In a more honest speech, she would have said, This will give me that power instead of you, the people.
Well, I'm a good enough listener to listen through that, and I think the three of you and most of your audience are also.
I think, and people are being sold a good bill of goods. There are a lot of people going around saying, well, this amendment repeals Common Core. Vote yes on this amendment because of Common Core. Let me tell you, if the state legislators wanted to repeal Common Core, they would have done it.
I don't think Del Marsha let them.
And so
even though, you know, when he
filed the bill.
Well, he tinkered with the idea of running for Senate. And one of the first things out of his mouth when he wanted to be a candidate was repealing Common Core. And I'm like, what the hell? You're the guy that put it in there. He's the guy that won't take it out.
So, yes, I think it's a very sneaky thing that they are doing. But people, do not be fooled, and do not let your friends be fooled. Amendment 1 is terrible.
Without intending a pun, I think you guys have gotten to the core of this.
Thank you, Ken.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
April Marie wrote a very controversial article, and let me just give you a little background. There are like four people running to replace Bradley Byrne in Congress from the Mobile Fairhope?
Maybe five. Yeah. There's three front runners.
Right. And who are the three front runners?
The three front runners are Bill Hightower, Jerry Carr.
A former senator.
Jerry Carr.
Our current senator.
Is he a current? I don't think he is. I think he's former. Jerry Carl, county commissioner, city commissioner, and Chris Pringle.
Who is in the legislature
now.
Who was, and then he ran for the state senate and lost, and then he came back as a House member a few years later, and is a good guy. I like Chris a lot. You wrote an article, and explain to us what the article said and why you wrote it. I think it's a pretty good article.
So, I am fired up. So, Chris Pringle, and I'll back up, and I will say, if you listen to this radio show and have for a while, I came on here a lot. I was adamantly opposed to the gas tax. No ifs, ands, or buts. I didn't feel like anybody needed to vote for it. But Chris Pringle did vote for it. And he voted for it because of, and he said it, I quote it in my article, he voted for it because of a provision they put in there that would help the Mobile port. And
right.
The port is in his district, and the port is in the congressional district in which he's running. And I don't know if y'all remember, but the money being thrown around was stupid in terms of the pressure that was being put on individuals to pass this gas tax. They did it quickly. They did it sneakily. But the biggest person to do this was Katie Britt in the BCA. This was her big win. She took over the BCA after the Canary.
Now the
hot
BCA
mess,
is the Business Council of Alabama.
Yeah. So this was Katie Britt. Mark Crosswhite was the CEO at the time, or the chair of the board, I'm sorry, at the time. And then Richard Shelby. This was their baby. Well, right now, Chris Pringle is being hammered. He has been hammered since the day he got in the race for this vote. And what I am saying
is... Now, if I were a voter, or if I were running the campaign against him...
Of course you'd hammer him.
I would damn sure bring this...
For sure. But here's where my position is. My position is that Pringle, and a lot of legislators who took this vote and didn't want to, they did this for the BCA. They did this for the business community. They did this because of the economic impacts that everybody was emphasizing, right?
Right.
And now I feel like they have hung him out to dry. And I wrote this article challenging them, saying, it's do or die, guys. We are in the final weeks of this campaign, and Chris Pringle took this vote, and he is being vilified for it. No other part of his record is being highlighted here. His opponents are all focused on this one bad vote, or this one vote, which I think is bad. But what's not happening is the business community is not coming in and defending him. And that makes me angry. Because if you ask somebody to fall on a sword for you, you better be there to help pick him up when that time comes.
I totally agree with that.
And that time is now.
And it's not just BCA, right? It's also a certain someone who looms very large.
So, yeah, Richard, this was Richard Shelby's number one priority. And he said that in the media, and he made that clear to lawmakers. And this was a big deal. This is you don't get on Richard Shelby's bad side when you were running for Congress in this state.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
None of the other candidates were faced with having to take this vote, so it was very easy for them to say no. Now, had they been there, had they had to have the option of take this bad vote or vote against the port and against a huge economic development for the Mobile area, they would have found themselves in the same situation. So Chris took this vote, fell on the sword, and the question is, where is the cavalry to come in and help him try to explain how important to their area this vote was? And so far, they haven't lived up to what I think their obligation is.
Have they endorsed anybody?
So they endorsed yesterday afternoon. The state BCA did. Now, the local chambers are still sitting on their hands so far as I can tell. But what I'm saying is, if you are a business owner in the state of Alabama and you are pushing people to vote yes on this, if you were, say, head of the Port Authority in Mobile, and you were pushing people to vote on this, and you are not out there putting your money where your mouth is to support the candidate who's being hammered for that vote, shame on you. And I hope that the lawmakers sitting up at the State House realize where loyalty lies, because if Chris does not make it to the runoff and does not get this vote explained by the business community, I think lawmakers around the state need to pay attention to that.
Now, you posted this on Alabama Today. yesterday.
I did.
What is the reaction then?
It's been really strong. I've had lawmakers who said, you know, don't use my name publicly, but you are saying what we are all whispering. We have been saying this. We have been this is not a secret that that Chris, the Calvary hasn't come for him, but it's not the end of the race yet. And I am hoping. And again, I say this from a sense of loyalty to a position. If you ask someone to take a tough vote, you better be there to help them explain that vote.
Right.
And that's my position. Now, Chris did not know this story was coming, and I think it took him off guard. I know it took him off guard. He was very taken aback. But my position is this. What do I have to lose except, you know, it's not like the BCA doesn't advertise on my website. BCA doesn't give me any money. BCA has never done anything for me. And so, and not to say I wouldn't have done it if they had, but to say somebody needed to say this. Somebody needs to speak truth to power. And in this case, power is the BCA. They had the power to get this bill passed, and they need to help those who helped them pass it. So I'm fired up because I think they owe it to members.
Basic fairness. Yeah.
Here's the thing is, again, I'm saying go explain your position. Don't leave a man out on an island to defend a vote when he made that vote because the business community demanded it.
And let me say, if you lived in Gadsden and you voted for this tax, you don't really have an argument for why. But the Port of Mobile is very important, and he could explain that away.
No, I think that was actually the only part of this whole discussion of the gas tax.
Well, aren't they dredging it to make it deeper?
Yeah. So they,
and you have to jump through hoops if you do anything.
It was the only part of this infrastructure push that I'm like, yeah, now that makes sense.
It makes sense. It keeps our state competitive. Yeah. There was no way somebody from Mobile could have voted against this, and you're right. Another part of the state, tough to explain, but part of what they did with the gas tax was they matched what the federal government said they needed to match to get this done, and that is a big deal.
It
that
is a
big deal statewide. It will help everyone. It will help our economy. He could not have voted against it, even though I begged him to. He could not have voted against it, and I hate that's not message isn't being heard in his district. Yeah. I think they owe it to him.
Well, I think people down there are also sizzled up about that bridge they were going to build.
Oh, goodness.
and let me tell you, that is probably why he's getting a lot of heat.
Well, and that's just it. Is taxpayers do not like it when things are done in back rooms. And until and unless the pro side of this gets out, which right now the against side is all over the place, right? All of his opponents have been hammering him night and day. But there has not been a strong case made of why this was a good vote for their area. And so everybody is comparing it to the backroom deals of the toll, which is not a good comparison, not a healthy comparison. And so I'm frustrated. And I feel like we need to be able to say out loud, you know, stand with your friends.
Do you think the endorsement came kind of as a result of your article?
No, I think the endorsement was going to happen because he did take that tough vote, and he has been business friendly. I would be surprised if they didn't consider not doing it because of my article, because nobody likes to be called to the mat, and especially when you are as powerful as this lobby is becoming again. And people said, I cannot believe you have the guts to do that. Well, somebody has to. Because in 6 weeks, it's going to be too late. And someone said, well, wait, aren't you worried there's going to be pushback? Well, what pushback is there? It's not like they're going to take money out of the race. They're not putting money in the race to start with.
Yeah.
And I use this race as an example. I have used his name in this race as an example. But the fact is, it goes across the board. If you are in the agriculture industry and you're asking members to take a vote that is tough, have their back. If you are the NRA and you're asking members to take a vote, have their back. Every industry across the board, if you are going to ask a member, a legislator, to take a tough vote, you need to be there for them because loyalty matters in this business.
Well said.
And sitting on your hands is disloyal.
Yeah, the headline, folks, if you want to check it out in Alabama today, is Do or Die Time for Katie Britt, BCA members, and Richard Shelby in CD1 race.
You called everybody out, didn't you?
I did.
In the headline.
I have no shame. No, I'm
I was about to say, I mean, I I don't know. I'm feeling a lot of shade.
There are people in Alabama, in the Alabama State House, who are not going to feel good about the fact I did this. But it needed to be
said. You get a lot of side eye when you walk through the halls of the legislature?
Well, you know what it is? Right. There is a lot of money in Alabama politics, and a lot of that money is hush money. Mm-hmm. We are paying you to not say what probably should be said. And
wait, how do you get that?
I know that. I clearly have not figured that part out.
You know, silence has a price.
We got to hit a break here, though. So, yeah. Appreciate that.
There is my rant and rave.
No, that's a great insight. I would not have known that.
Thanks a lot. I got to see Katie Britt tomorrow. We take the TV show. Thanks a lot.
Well, Jack, before we hit this break, let's tell folks about Heirloom
Jewelers. Why don't we tell folks about, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and Troop Booth's doors are open again after he took Monday off and was probably out looking for inventory to add to the great stock he has over there at 6948 Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Right across the street from Do Re Mi on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughn Road. He's got some beautiful stuff over there. Valentine's Day is coming up. If you want to go and browse the inventory and see if there's something you might want to buy for your loved one, well, go by there. You'll certainly not be disappointed. You'll be overwhelmed by the stuff that he has in stock because he specializes in estate and antique jewelry. And unlike other jewelry stores, he's already paid for it. It's not like there's a middleman that.
Right.
So he will give you the best price he possibly can, and it's some beautiful things over there. That's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road. And if you're looking to sell something that you're not using anymore, give him a call, 260-0066, 260-0066, and make an appointment to go see him take your inventory over there, show it to him. He is certified by the Gemological Institute of America. He'll look it over, offer you a price. If you agree, you leave with a check. It doesn't get any better than that. That's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road. And tell them that Joey and Jack sent you.
Love Troop Booth.
He's a great guy.
Thanks for being a sponsor, Troop.
We appreciate it, pal.
More news and views after this quick break. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Far away.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weed Man exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
What if you just want to lip sync?
Well, you can do that. You can do that.
I like it.
Joey Clark in the house, Jack Campbell here, April Marie Fogle.
How y'all doing?
Hello. And you can find me, by the way. I write at altoday.com, but you can also find me.
I thought you were going to say you can find me on a street corner in downtown Birmingham.
For the love of all that's holy. Jack Campbell, what are you suggesting? At April Marie, APRYLMARIE, on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yes, yes. Check her out, folks. Check her out.
You're a damn saber rattler. You know it. I like that.
You know, I think that people should be called out when they are not doing what they should do or when they are whatever. So, yes, today I have called out the BCA, Richard Shelby, the governor. I'm on a roll.
See, I like to call out folks when they do what they say they'll do and they do it well.
Oh, I like that.
Like Jenkins Tire Automotive.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good transition.
I've been thinking Jenkins. Well, thank you for that, April Marie. Yeah, I actually went by there. I made an appointment with the folks at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Called them at 265-0792. Say, I'm about to go on a quick trip to see my brother. I need an oil change. I'm about at that date. But I just want a general look over the car, tires, just make sure I don't, you know, break down on the way to Dothan. And said, hey, you got an appointment open at about 3:30, 3:45. I said, sure. As soon as I pulled up, they already had the air filter I needed for my vehicle, for my little BMW Roadster. They don't always have that in stock, so they got that beforehand. They immediately pulled my car into the shop and got it done very swiftly at a reasonable price. They did a great job. They really do it all over there at Jenkins Tire Automotive. They're a comprehensive tire store, automotive service center. All their technicians are ASC certified. They service all makes and models, cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. And also,
what about vans?
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Also, who drives a van anymore? Unless you're like doing a service van. The minivan's kind of gone out of style.
Old people.
Yeah. Anyway. If you have an outdoor vehicle, they'll come to you. You don't have to lug that four-wheeler, that side-by-side, that tractor into town. They'll come and visit you with a service truck. They really do it all. So whether it's a standard oil change like I got, checking out the tires, or replacing those windshield wiper blades, to big jobs like air conditioning repair, transmission repair, they do it all over Jenkins Tire and Automotive. I'm thinking Jenkins, so many folks are. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street. You're in downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. So whether you work downtown or you work anywhere in Montgomery, they got a courtesy vehicle to take you to and from work when your vehicle's being serviced. You can make an appointment again at 265-0792, 265-0792, or check them out online and make an appointment there, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being a great sponsor here at News and Views. Let's go to the phone.
Let me express this disclaimer.
Okay.
The views expressed by the guests on News and Views from 9 to noon are not necessarily those of the anchors of the show.
That's why Joey had me come on a day when you were here, because you weren't here last time, and he knew we would differ on things.
No, and I'm really not like a dictator about content. Like, I like people that disagree with me. I like kind of being surprised, as long as it's not too crazy, but I like being surprised by people's points of view. And you certainly have a point of view.
Sometimes my point of view surprises me.
Yeah, because you're an outsider with some insider views.
Yeah, that's a good... Oh, if I get my own radio show, I'm putting that on the thing.
An outsider with insider views.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I like it too, Jack. You should, you know, get into
writing
topics. I'm
doing a lot of stuff good. I'm pretty good at sperm in the moment things.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I am.
Did you do that on purpose? Let's go to the phones. William, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question.
Okay.
On this deal with the Indians, where they want to give the state of Alabama $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is the House of Representatives going to vote on this, or will it be put on the ballot so that the citizens can vote on
it? Well, it'll have to be put on the ballot.
Ivy said it would have to become
but
to
now,
a
vote. How about if we have a compact with the Indians?
I don't think that does.
But see, here's what's interesting is what Ivy said in her speech last night, which has confused me, because she said this would come before a vote.
I think she kind of...
Or do you think she
was gaming? That's for the lottery. Yeah. She was talking about the lottery, how we last voted for the lottery. I think when it comes to the Native Americans with the Porch Creek Indians, you can do a compact directly. But she sort of poured cold water all over that. Everybody's getting hot bothered about $1 billion or no, don't buy it. I gave out this idea of setting up this commission, right, to study.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, despite all the advertising going on.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm not against gambling, but I am against giving the Indians a monopoly on gambling in the state of Alabama.
Hey, William, I think a lot of people feel that same way.
That's why I wanted the public to vote on it, not just the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate your time.
Thank you for calling, William.
Is there anything else y'all caught in the state of the state that...
I have some quotes from there. Let me see if I can pull those up.
I like our governor. I know a lot of people think I don't like her because I dislike a lot of things she does. But as a person...
Yeah, personally, I think it would be a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah, I don't mind her. I think that... I don't mind her. That's a glowing, ringing endorsement.
Well, in Alabama, that's like a compliment.
I think that there are people behind her, the John Coopers of DOTs, some of the others who are bad influences.
Sure.
That's the mom in me. But I think Ivy has good intentions.
But also, let's compare Governor Ivy to the last governor we had. And I'm not just talking about the scandal with Robert Bentley.
But in terms of...
Like, just working with the legislature.
Yeah.
Like, Bentley did this thing where he called special session after special session. He wouldn't coordinate with the folks over there in the legislature. Not very well.
No, I think our state is being run better.
Yes.
There's no doubt.
I can sum it up in one sentence.
Yes.
And I used to work for Bentley the first 9 months after he announced.
Yeah.
And I can tell you the one thing, and this is his biggest problem, when it came to personal decisions, this is not true. But when it came to political and professional decisions, he was not decisive. K-I-V-E is.
Yeah, and that is, and if you're going to be the executive, difference. You need to be able to make decisions.
This is some of the things she said last night. My reminder is that every challenge, sugar, is an opportunity waiting for action. And while we are enjoying the best of times, and my budgets and these requests reflect that, we must prepare for a changing environment, one beyond our control, that recognizes times won't always be this good. And she talks about how challenges present opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she names the gaming commission thing or the task force. But she's talked about the education lottery going down in 99. And she says, since then, we've heard promises of hundreds of millions of dollars. Now we're up to $1 billion that would be available if the legislature would give the people another opportunity to vote on a lottery, or if I would negotiate a compact, if it were only that simple. So anyway, then she talks about appointing this task force, and we'll see what comes out of it.
Yeah,
but, stay tuned.
I actually think, politically speaking, that's a pretty smart move to put that out in the state of the state, because all these folks are doing it, like the Porch Creek are big on this advertising right
now. I know this is true. For sessions in memoriam, this has bogged down every session. back when Milton was alive and they were trying to do it. And I mean, it has stalled every session of the legislature in recent memory. And I think she's saying, you guys have dropped the ball. You can't resolve it. I'm appointing a commission. They're going to come up with a plan, and that's what I'm going with.
I'm interested to see who's on this commission.
Well, she talks about ordinary citizens.
I know. It will be very interesting to see.
I'm an ordinary citizen, Kay. Keep me in mind. Now, that's the last damn thing I want to be on.
Before we keep going, let's hit a break here. 272-9228. Closing out a News and Views show on a Wednesday. It's a good day so far.
It is a good day.
Yeah, it's feeling pretty good. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Be right back.
As she rises to her apology, anybody else would surely know who's watching her go. But if we believe, he sees the wise man has the power.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that, because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very spring-like storm system on the way today. High temperature will be in the middle 70s. Showers and thunderstorms, especially by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. The greatest risk of severe weather would be from late this afternoon through the overnight hours, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado, and locally heavy rainfall amounts are possible. More rain Thursday with highs in the mid-60s, then breezy, much cooler Friday, highs in the 50s. Be sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus advanced interactive radar. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
One of the, to me, all-time greatest songs.
Great, great song, yes.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
I ain't
giving it to you again.
Now, I'm going to ask you this, but if you do know the answer, don't say it on air. But you know where Steely Dan got their name from, right?
I do not.
I don't.
It's a euphemism for certain something, but we can't say it on air.
S, what is the D? I know what the S is. Oh, you can't say the D either?
I'm just not going to say it. But y'all look up what Steely Dan might mean. 272.
Oh. A big old biggin?
Maybe. I don't know. Stop guessing. Anyway, I'm sorry I even brought it up. 272.
Check your text. Stop that. You tell us what it means right now.
I can't.
I just sent it to you.
Does it have to do with...
It's a steam-powered something.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never knew there was such a thing. Not that I would use it.
272-9228. Yes, folks, we are aware, announced at the beginning of the hour, that U.S. Senator from the great state of Alabama, Doug Jones, said just about an hour ago that he will be voting to convict the president of the United States. Writing that he believed the president's actions were, quote-unquote, an abuse of power.
He really enjoyed his time as a U.S. senator, and he's ready for it to end.
Yeah, here's a fuller quote. The president's actions demonstrate a belief that he is above the law, that Congress has no power whatsoever in questioning or examining his actions, and that all who do so at their peril. That belief, unprecedented in the history of this country, no, it's not, Doug, simply must not be permitted to stand. So he's just reading from... the Adam Schiff playbook. Yeah, and not surprising. I have a feeling Doug Jones knows he's not going to be senator. Even if he did the vote to acquit the president, I don't think it would have helped.
I don't know. People get up there, and he won an anomaly of an election.
Sure, yes.
I mean, Roy Moore was a terrible candidate, and of course the Washington Post didn't do him any favors. But you get up there and people, the lobbyists take you to lunch and they pat you on the back and they call you senator and they say you're the greatest thing since sliced bread and you've really made a difference. And you get a little delusional and you think you can win. And I think Doug has probably bought into that. I mean, who wouldn't when you get up there and they treat you like a king? Steve Flowers just texted me and said, the odds of Doug Jones winning this race just went from slim to none.
I'm sorry. Somebody had it on slim to start with?
Well, I think Steve was being charitable.
272-9228. Let's go to line one, see who this is. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Ed Randy from Snowden. How you guys doing this morning?
How's it going, man?
Oh, it's getting there. It's getting there. I just a couple comments quickly is that whenever she put her hand out, Pelosi... up to, and he just turned his back on that. That was the best moment of the whole speech, in my opinion.
Well, let me tell you, personally, I thought it was very ungentlemanly of him not to shake her hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
won't celebrate.
I've been in politics doing this for a long time. Political fights should not be personal fights. Now, they have become that way.
Yeah.
And when you take on a president and try to remove from office, that does get a little personal. But I think just out of the spirit of being the president, he should have shaken his hand. And I'll give an example. Ann Richards was running for governor of Texas back in 1990. And she was running against a rich rural telephone company owner named Clayton Williams. They called him Clady. Clady had his own jet, and he was rich as Croesus. And he was down home. He beat three people in a primary without a runoff. He was the nominee of the Republican Party against Ann Richards, who beat out two other people in her challenge. And during one of the debates, and she had trashed Clayton. I mean, she had run these really awful ads. She went to shake his hand. He didn't shake her hand. And let me tell you, that turned the tide on that election.
Hmm.
So I just think, wow. Trump, you know, especially with a woman, you have to be careful. And I just think that he used poor judgment in that case. I can understand.
I'm glad you said that because I thought the same thing.
I think he's pissed off and he has every right to be and he ought to hate her guts. But
respect is a two-way street.
What you do in public means a lot. And I think he was wrong not to shake her hand. That's just me.
Brandy, you're breaking up.
Well, he is in Snowden. He can't help it.
Well, he felt like if he shook her hand, if it was me, then, hey, I'd be kind of giving in to what you're doing, in a sense. But
I understand.
We can agree, disagree on that. But my main reason for calling is, crazy as it may sound, I went to my grandmother. She's 85 years old yesterday. And she had a 12-pack of Corona sitting on the sink, was pouring it down the sink. I asked her, I said, what are you doing? She said, I don't want this stuff in my house. I'm not going to take a chance getting that coronavirus.
Oh, man.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I think Randy made that story up.
I think so, too. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey,
who's this?
Hey, it's Skipper.
Hey, how
Skipper,
you doing?
Skipper, how you doing?
Skipper.
Man, I hadn't listened in a while. I was tuning in today. I was listening to y'all. Y'all sounded good this morning. I just, a couple of comments. First of all, I don't disagree with what you're saying about Trump shaking her hand. However, yeah, I watched it, and I'm not totally sure he saw her. You know, he threw the thing at her, and he was turning, and if you look at the tape, it's possible he didn't even see her stick her hand out.
Okay, well, that's a good point.
Yeah, and he didn't even shake Mike Pence's hand.
Maybe he did, you know, I don't know. But the jury's kind of out to me on whether he even saw her. But there's that, and I think that Trump really kicked off his campaign last night. The State of the Union, to me, it sounded more like a campaign speech.
Yeah, that's what the New York Times said.
It was blow by blow. I mean, everything that he did, it was blow by blow. I mean, he didn't criticize anybody. He didn't talk about the impeachment. He didn't talk about the Democrats. He just simply, we gave more money to black colleges. We fixed this. We did that. And we are reuniting a couple, you know, a soldier and his wife. We're giving Rush Limbaugh the medal. And it was just all very positive, almost like it was nothing but bullet points for most of it.
Right.
And there's that. And last but not least, Steely Dan is a sexual toy.
Yeah.
That was written about in the William Burroughs novel, The Naked Lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they got it from, was from the novel, The Naked Lunch by William Burroughs. There was a character.
I knew you would know.
There was a character in the book that had a series of these devices,
mm-hmm.
and the person's favorite one was the Steely Dan.
All right, William Burroughs.
I appreciate it, Skipper.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. You too.
Not any kin to Edgar Rice Burroughs. Do you know who Edgar Rice Burroughs is?
No, I don't. Don't sire me.
Tarzan's inventor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
272-9228. I have to hit our last break here. 272-9228. Going out to a little Steely Dan. Be right back.
We could stay inside and play games. I don't know. And you could have a change of
going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Before we go to the phones, this part of the program brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, my good buddy.
How you doing, Eddie?
He's a great down-to-earth guy, very easy to work with, talk to, but he's also a top-notch real estate agent. Don't just take it from me. Some reviews have been coming in. He's been doing more social media, and Denise writes, quote, wonderful realtor, nice person, goes out of his way to help everyone. And that's the Eddie I know, Denise, so exactly right. It really is the truth, folks. When buying a home, your budget shouldn't dictate the level of service you receive. And no matter your budget, Eddie Bader goes above and beyond to help every client. If you're ready to list your home, Eddie's your man. To be ready to hit the spring market, very hot market this year, you need to take a few steps to get your home ready to show. Eddie can guide you through those steps of a spruce here, a little spruce there, or a big old spruce when it comes to some homes. And Eddie's got the team to back that up. Team of folks ready on standby to help you. So what are you waiting for? Call or even text Eddie Bader today, tonight, tomorrow. Save his number. Be sure to call him. 322-0662, 322-0662, or follow Eddie on Facebook to stay up to date with some of his latest listings at Facebook, Eddie Sells Houses.
So. Now, Denise, who wrote an accolade about, does she have a twin brother named DeNephew? I just was curious.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones, talk to Gail real quick. Gail, welcome to the show.
Hey, y'all do a great job. I just got a comment about Nan disrespecting the sticking her twig out to get a handshake. Hey, he should have knocked her teeth out. It would have been
well. Well, it would have been the whole upper plate.
No.
Don't tell me no. She's earned every bit of it. Her and her gang of morons.
You know what? Because of
her, they have succeeded in destroying a Democrat Party. Literally. Destroying the Democrat Party.
I know you sure do hate it like I do.
We should celebrate that. She is...
Well, our country needs two parties. So this kind of stuff doesn't happen again, hopefully.
Well, I hope the House of Representatives flips and becomes Republican.
Oh, my God. How could they not after this horse and pony show?
I'm with you.
A damn disgrace to our country.
Gail, I love the call. I got to run, though. We got many callers.
Hey, Gail,
time.
I don't remember you calling before, and we appreciate your call.
Oh, I call every now and then.
I like the passion. Keep that passion up.
Well, you keep raising hell, all right?
Yeah, I like it.
All right, hon. Y'all keep up the good work. Yep. Love
thank
y'all.
You. Thank you.
272-9228. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Jack.
Hi, Debbie. I love your intro. Hi.
I just wanted to point out one thing. The one thing that I have always admired is the honesty. He doesn't put on a front, you know?
Yeah.
So as far as the handshake goes, I totally understand it because I was raised around people from New York around that time. They just have a tendency to do that. And, you know, to me, it was no big deal because she deserved it. You know, I couldn't do it. I personally, I would not be able to shake her hand.
Well, I like Rusty's character or Skipper's characterization that he probably didn't see her stick her hand out. Because I don't think...
And he may not have.
I know Trump...
very quickly.
Trump is a jackass in his words on Twitter, but I don't think that he would have... I find that hard to believe that he would have intentionally done that. But if he did, he did.
Yeah, anyway. I don't think he... I think he Skip may be right, because I didn't think he really saw her either. It was real quick. And so maybe he did, maybe he didn't, like you said, but I personally don't have a problem with it because I wouldn't have been able to shake that woman's hand if she was doing what she's been doing to him, to me. No way. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I'd have a hard time not saying a word to her because I have a tendency to voice my opinion. So, yeah. But I wanted to ask you one question.
We're running
that
out of time.
Heckler, oh, okay. Well, I'll ask it on the next show, though, honey. Have a good day. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you all for listening. Great stuff today. Great show today. Should be a good one tomorrow. Jack, good seeing you. You're not going to be here tomorrow because of TV taping. And April Marie Fogle, thank you again.
I love coming in. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we enjoy when you're
on. I'm going to go to the State House. So if I don't show up back for radio again tomorrow, you know that I have said something today
that will
that
be
has,
a, that will
that
be an Amber
somebody
alert.
Off.
Did y'all get an Amber alert on your phone last night?
I got didn't a blue
like
alert.
Like 1:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well,
about some black four-door BMW 2000. Right.